Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, the Sock Dems has said it has no plans to suspend Owen Hayes for a second time after he was forced to apologise for wearing brown makeup on his face while dressing up as Barack Obama for Halloween 16 years ago. It has emerged this morning that he is not attending the Sock Dems thinking. We did offer the Sock Dems the opportunity to come on air this morning. We asked for Holly Cairns, the leader. We asked for anyone from their parliamentary party meeting. Nobody from the parliamentary party meeting was made available for our 165,000 listeners. Make of that what you will. Dr. Lucy Michael, director at Lucy Michael Research and former research lead at the Irish Network Against Racism, is joining us though. Dr. Lucy, what do you make of this controversy?
Good morning, hi, and thanks for having me on. I think it's an important conversation to have, and not just to brush under the rug. Blackface is not a harmless prank from the past, regardless of how long people say it was ago. It's actually a really important discussion for us to have right now with rising far-right racism online and on our streets.
He has apologised very strongly, and he said he realised what he did was wrong, offensive and hurtful. He has taken full responsibility for his actions and issued an unreserved apology. Are you convinced by that?
I think it's a really good first step. I've read a lot of these apologies in my 24-year career of researching racism, and most of them are much weaker. However, there's a couple of things that he could have done better. One is to acknowledge who was actually harmed by it. He acknowledges all hurt and harm, but not who actually is harmed by it. Not only offended or worried in the past, and you know, the hurt is much more than offence, but also the implication it has in the public sphere for our conversations about racism. And the second thing is, what actions has he taken? He says he's learned. He even went on to campaign for Obama. He says, I'd love to know what Obama would have thought of being caricatured as a Halloween costume back in 2009. And this wasn't just an ordinary student, by the way. This was the president of University College Cork Student Union, somebody who already clearly had political ambitions. So it wasn't, you know, in that context, is the apology strong enough? I would love to have seen what Owen Hayes was doing to address racism between 2009 and now, because there's not a lot of evidence of it.
Okay.
Despite the party having a really good reputation in this area.
What should he have done, do you think?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25. And 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, I would have liked to see him being more proactive rather than reactive. You know, there's a sense of this, well, it's not really my problem. It's in the past. Brush it under the rug and let's forget about it. In fact, the use of the term brown makeup, which RTE and the Irish Times and others have all echoed without using the term blackface, is a mimic of that. The Irish Examiner came straight out and not only used the term blackface, but actually described what it is and why we would describe it that way. And I'm really glad that we're having that conversation using that term.
So sorry,
just it's essential to understand the harm.
Explain to me, you're saying brown makeup is kind of glosses over the seriousness of the situation, is that right?
It does. Blackface has a really long and well-known history from European theatre into American blackface and minstrelry and then back again here via the minstrel shows right up to the 1970s. But we've seen it disappear, you know, for 50 years now. And it's really unusual for political figures or anybody to be photographed in blackface these days. And 2009 is not that long ago.
You've kind of got to a question I was going to ask you. I mean, So what do you say to the argument that, look, he was a very young man at the time, it was a long time ago, maybe we aren't as, maybe at the time we weren't as wise and as sensitive to such issues as we should have been? What do you say to that argument?
I'd ask who you mean by we, because by 2009, I'd left Dublin and gone to the UK to study racism precisely because I saw it all around us in Irish society. Ireland had signed the International Convention Against on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination in 1968 and ratified it into Irish law by 2000. Ireland already was committed to all of the international work on anti-racism by 2000, nearly a decade before this. You know, and this is a young guy who had political ambitions, not naive, not in a backwater somewhere in UCC. And so, yes, young and naive.
He was a student union president. It hardly makes you a font of all wisdom. I mean, kids make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Well, I was a part-time officer, and as a white woman, I don't have lived experience of racism, but I've seen it over the years, of course. And I was a part-time student union officer back in the year 2000, 9 years before his involvement, and nobody in our student union would ever have done blackface. And that was another university in Ireland, similar to UCC. And so I find it quite odd that in 2009 that was acceptable in UCC. And I think he's out of step. And I think from what you're seeing online from the commentary, a lot of people are saying they couldn't dream that back in 2009 they would have done it either. I think there's a generation of us that are really quite shocked by this.
Okay, just to repeat the question though, like he made a mistake, he's acknowledged that, he has apologised for it. I mean, again, I'm not downplaying the significance of what he did at the time, but are we not allowed to make any mistakes now? Should there be no road back if you make a mistake, a foolish error?
I absolutely believe in road backs. In fact, I believe that where trust is breached, we make repair towards it. And I often work with organisations to do exactly that. Because things do get said, things do get done. And the point is to say, what happens after that? How is the breach of trust repaired? Acknowledgement is only one small part of what happens to have to happen next. So look back, for example, at Oireachtas questions on racism or statements on racism. We see loads from Cian O'Callaghan, from Holly Kerr, other front bench members of their party, but very little from Owen Hayes. We've seen very little from Owen Hayes in working with any minority communities or migrants in his...
Well, he's one of the more low-profile members of the SOC Dems. And, of course, he has been out of the parliamentary party for quite some time for a different issue.
But he is, but that doesn't stop the work at constituency level. It doesn't stop the work people do at the local level to
I'm sure he would argue he has done extensive work at constituency level. Look, we do have to leave it there, but I do appreciate you talking to us this morning, Dr. Lucy Michael, Director at Lucy Michael Research and former research lead at the Irish Network Against Racism. The SOC Dems, as I said, weren't available to talk to us this morning, but they did issue a short statement saying they abhor all forms of racism. Deputy Hayes has acknowledged that what he did was wrong, offensive and hurtful. He has taken full responsibility for his actions and issued an unreserved apology.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.